Hi, my name is Gabriela Silva from Fordham University, and today we're going to talk about the American Dream Entertainment Complex in the Meadowlands, set to open March of next year. With me today, I have Weeaukee Township Clerk Roel Dabul and her son. Okay, how did you hear about the American Dream Complex?
By reading the newspaper every day, and being that I work for local government, it's something big going on. But we've been hearing about this for the last 5 years. And then they put the stop on the project, and then I guess they're resuming it again.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was a ski lift. Everybody thought it was a ski lift at first. And I believe it's going to be a ski lift on top of the mall.
Yeah, it has a 900-foot ski drop.
Wonderful.
What do you think this entertainment complex is going to do for New Jersey?
It's going to give a lot of jobs, but it's going to create a lot of traffic. Being that the 495 is closed, each lane going both ways for the next 2 years, this is going to cause really bad traffic. Everything's going to be on a standstill. Everywhere in Hudson County to Manhattan, probably.
Has there been talk in Weehawken? Because there's reports saying that the 555 company that's in charge of the complex say they're going to create special shuttles from Weehawken to the complex.
I haven't heard anything.
No?
We have not heard anything like that.
Do you think there's a possibility for it?
I doubt it.
What do you think about it bringing in tourists?
Oh, I'm sure we're going to get a lot of tourists.
Yeah.
I'm sure that mall is going to be majorly awesome, because I think they have like 500, if I'm not mistaken, 500 stores. It's going to have 500 stores. It's going to have Nickelodeon, Pixar, I think. All these mega... Nickelodeon, Pixar. What else did I... Legoland.
Mm-hmm. And then an aquarium.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be massive. It's going to be real. It's going to be the biggest mall in America.
But do you think there's a difference between how residents see it and how tourists would see it?
Yeah, absolutely. Residents are going to like it, but they're not going to like the traffic aspect and all the influx of new people coming in.
What do you think about the fact that its construction started in 2003 and it's taken almost like 10 years?
Well, it started in 2003, but they put a stop to it. That's why it's been on a standstill. Something happened where I don't know if it was some kind of contracts that were never agreed to, and they just stopped the whole project. And I believe it was called Xanadu. And then everybody thought it was a lost cause. I said nothing was going to happen anymore. Mm-hmm. But I guess, you know, more money came in, or I don't know if it was budgetary, or, you know, it was just the parties couldn't agree on anything. But it's going to be something. I don't know. I mean, if it took you 10, 15 minutes from Weehawken to get to the Meadowlands complex on a good day, then this is going to be like, oh, it's probably going to take you like 3 hours.
My name is Omar Dabul, and I work in Rutherford, New Jersey as a desktop support technician.
As a commuter to Rutherford, what do you think the American Dream Complex will do for traffic and drivers?
All right, I think it's going to be really cool, and I think it's going to be awesome to go and like hang out and have fun with your friends and your family. It's going to be probably really amazing. Definitely a lot of jobs. That's great for everybody. But the issue is like traffic is getting way too long, and it's getting way too much. I'm spending way too much time in traffic on my way back home from Rutherford, New Jersey. So I live in Weehawken, and Weehawken is probably like just a good 10 minutes away from my job on a good day. But now it's taking me like 45 to almost an hour and a half just to get back. It's ridiculous. I don't think it's healthy for people to sit in their cars that long. It makes people more angry. I don't believe the cops or crossing guards or whatever you want to say are doing their jobs correctly in terms of handling the traffic. I see a lot of them on their phones. I see a lot of them just being very dismissive to a lot of the law breaking. I see a lot of that. you know, my gripe is not with them. My gripe is with the people. People need to relax when they drive. People need to just chill out. But going back to the complex, which is this is the point of the entire interview, I think it's going to be awesome. I don't like the way it's going to be with the traffic. It's not going to be that great. But other than that, it's good for the community. Everybody gets to really have a real spot now to go and hang out at. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not looking forward to all the traffic that's going to be taking place when I have to go to work and back. So yeah, that's my gripe. You are fucking welcome, because I am way too high.